This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that tomorrow is tax day. We'll be talking about that, about what that means, and about what we do about that pesky national debt, which is increasing and increasing and increasing, and represents a real danger to our country. Is it necessary to raise taxes? Well, you know what Grover Norquist thinks. He doesn't think so. We'll be talking with him a little bit later this hour on the Michael Medved Show. And there is also more going on in the world of politics, where with all of the focus on President Trump, where the consensus is that the focus concerning the Alvin Bragg indictments in New York, that probably actually helped President Trump. But one of the things that also had helped him had been the feeling that his leading opponent, who hasn't even formally announced his candidacy for president, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, was stumbling and bumbling and actually not offering a particularly inspiring or confidence-building opening to his campaign. And now that's a little bit different because there are more issues involved. There's some important legislation that he signed. There's activism in Florida where he is working with the overwhelmingly Republican state legislature. And there's also a continuation of his battle with Disney. One of the things that has made the most attention for Governor DeSantis has been, for the first time, he is offered a commercial that he is using against President Trump. And it is a commercial concerning an issue in which President Trump has attacked him. It's, in a sense, a defensive commercial, and President Trump had attacked him because while Governor DeSantis was a member of Congress representing Florida, he had actually gone along with a number of other leading Republicans, including Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, in terms of doing something to save Social Security, because Social Security is in very real trouble right now. And they actually have revised the estimate so that basically there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal about how if you simply follow the Biden approach or you follow the Trump approach, they're the same, basically. You can't touch Social Security. You can't do anything to adjust it. You can't do anything. Well, then you have a problem of running out of money and automatically having benefits cut because you have run out of money. And that would happen as soon as 2035. It would happen relatively soon. So finally, one of the first commercials that DeSantis has put on the air, it's from his super PAC. It's his first ad taking aim at Donald Trump. A pro-Trump super PAC had been blasting DeSantis on the air for 2 weeks concerning DeSantis promising to cut your Social Security. He never actually endorsed that idea. He did endorse the, at least considering maybe adding some time to the age of retirement with Social Security, but doing something to save the system. So what he is doing now is offering his own ad as a response to President Trump. This is that ad. It's clip 8.
Trump is being attacked by a Democrat prosecutor in New York. So why is he spending millions attacking the Republican governor of Florida? Trump's stealing pages from the Biden-Pelosi playbook, repeating lies about Social Security. Here's the truth from Governor Ron DeSantis.
No, we're not going to mess with Social Security as Republicans.
But what did Trump say?
Entitlements ever be on your plan?
At some point they will be. We will take a look at that.
Trump should fight Democrats, not lie about Governor DeSantis. What happened? Donald Trump never backed down. He's responsible for the contents of this ad.
Okay, there's the ad. It gets your attention. The Never Back Down is the name of the super PAC. But the fact of the matter is that it doesn't really offer a realistic look at this deeper problem of Social Security, which it needs to be talked about. The other energetic issue where all of a sudden DeSantis has taken a very strong position is the new abortion bill in Florida. Now, DeSantis had already gone along with a 15-week abortion ban. In other words, banning abortions after 15 weeks of gestation. And that was the same law, basically, that the Dobbs case had decided in Mississippi. The Supreme Court that, yes, you can do that. And in the process, of course, they overturned Roe v. Wade. But now Florida is competing with Texas for the toughest abortion restrictions in the country. And this is Lindsey Graham on ABC talking about what the Wall Street Journal calls in an editorial today DeSantis's gamble on abortion. Listen, clip 14.
Under my legislation, states can be more restricted, but at 15 weeks, we limit abortion on demand. My Democratic colleagues are not what you said. They have supported legislation allowing abortion on demand, taxpayer-funded, up to the moment of birth. DeSantis will have to answer the question, do you support a national ban at 6 weeks? Why did you pick 6 weeks? The legislative body of Florida supported what he did. This is an issue worth talking about. Should we be a nation that allows abortion on demand up to the moment of birth with taxpayer-funded money, or should we have limits at 15 weeks like Europe? Should we be like North Korea and China? Or should we be more like Europe nationally? Should states have the right to regulate abortion up to a point? These are issues that matter. Should young girls be able to play sports with biological males? The policy of the Biden administration is to allow young children, minor children, to transition, to have their life turned upside down, to allow medical procedures to change gender before you get 18 years of age. All of these issues will be on the ballot, and they should be.
Okay, the difficulty with the six-week ban is, as a lot of people point out, a 15-week ban means that the overwhelming majority of abortions that take place in this country, and a majority of abortions today take place through abortion pills, and those pills have to be used in the first 10 weeks. The first 15 weeks, that's 93% of all abortions take place in that time period. If you're going back, as DeSantis just did, he signed a bill, a change in the Florida legislature, to go from a 15-week ban to now banning abortions, all abortions, beyond 6 weeks. The Wall Street Journal writes, the Florida law will now be one of the country's most restrictive. The state had a 15-week ban, but abortion opponents deemed that too expansive, since more than 90% of abortions occur before 15 weeks. But the new law amounts to a near ban, because at 6 weeks, many women may not know they're pregnant. The law has restrictions for rape, incest, and human trafficking pregnancies up to 15 weeks. It also had an exception if the life of the mother is endangered. Drugs that induce abortions would have to be dispensed in person, not by mail. Democrats will portray this as a blanket ban, and every poll of public opinion says voters oppose a ban, even as they support some abortion restrictions. But if Mr. DeSantis runs for president, he will have to defend the law on the national stage. He will thus be presented with the challenge facing any political figure who believes the morality of a cause that is unpopular. More coming up. What about Tim Scott? Different answer. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVetHistoryStore.com.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, new story from Fox. Yes, they're still very much on the air as they're waiting for their trial to begin. tomorrow, and it will begin tomorrow in the morning in Delaware, and it will be, of all of the trials that actually matter, and this concerns the potential prosecution of President Trump for holding top-secret government documents at Mar-a-Lago, for President Trump at trying to overturn the Georgia election, for President Trump for misstating the value of his companies, that New York State case, all of them. The one that matters the most is the Fox defamation case, because you have a chance of the two sides actually agreeing that what Fox was saying about a stolen election was just crap, and that it had no basis at all. With all of that going on, this is going to be a very, very important case when it begins tomorrow. Meanwhile, Fox is reporting today that Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who is campaigning in New Hampshire, yes, he has already organized an exploratory committee. He has not yet officially announced his candidacy, but he will. Republican Senator Tim Scott said there's no question that he would support a federal ban on abortion at 20 weeks. And he would potentially consider a 15-week limit. The 15-week limit is common all around the world. And again, Scott, who they describe in Fox as a rising star in the GOP and the only black Republican in the Senate, made news in New Hampshire as he told local TV station WMUR that if elected president, he would support a 20-week federal ban on abortion. He reiterated that position a couple of hours later in an interview with Fox News at a cafe in Manchester, the state's most populous city. And by the way, don't let that give you, Manchester's still under 100,000. It's not a big, big town. But he went a step further. He said at least 20 weeks. There's no question that I think the 15 weeks, there's a lot of reasons for us to understand that, the viability, Scott told Fox News on his second day of campaigning in the crucial early presidential nominating states of Iowa and New Hampshire after launching his presidential exploratory committee. The idea about this is that most people don't realize that that 12 weeks, 15 weeks, 20 weeks, that's common all over the world. 75% of all the nations of the world, including 27 of the EU countries, do not permit abortions past 12 weeks. And why not? Because there's a recognition that most people have that there's something about late-term abortions, the final trimester, or even the second trimester. This is recognized in the text of Roe v. Wade. Even in the second trimester, there is a baby who is developing. And it is a different matter, morally, ethically, to most people, whether the baby is tiny and just conceived. And I know there are many, many people, and there's religious teaching believes that just conceived baby is also sacred and is also deserving of respect and defense, and certainly you mourn the baby when, even if it's a very small baby, when it's lost in a miscarriage or anything. However, the idea that there are only 3 of 42 European countries that permit any abortions after 15 weeks, that's unless the life of the mother is threatened, unless there is a major health issue. Only 6 other countries allowed elective abortions after 20 weeks. That's North Korea, China, Vietnam, Canada, Singapore, and the Netherlands. So you're talking about all the Scandinavian nations that we look at as so enlightened, and they are in so many ways, but they do not permit abortions past 15 weeks. which is one of those things that I think that Tim Scott is right to emphasize. Governor DeSantis also just got a response, or at least it's kind of a response. It's a little bit confusing, but it's from you-know-who, Donald Trump, on his Truth Social website. And he says to DeSantis, who just launched the commercial that we played for you, it's actually a commercial that has to do with Social Security. This has to do with guns. But Trump says, nobody has been stronger for the Second Amendment than President Donald J. Trump. And yet Ron DeSantis took an advertisement this weekend saying, of all things, I was in agreement with crazy Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I think what he's referring to is the mention of Schumer and Pelosi's name in that anti-Trump commercial that we played for you a moment ago. Trump says, not, capital N, capital O, capital T. Wow, that's like Democrat disinformation. And this weekend at the NRA convention in Indianapolis, I had by far the biggest crowd, and I got not even close the most enthusiastic ovations. Those things are true. I was there in person. Well, yeah, it appeared he was. DeSantis didn't even show up. Was concerned he would be booed, exclamation point. He also took some satisfaction at the NRA convention with Mike Pence, another potential rival for President Trump, who actually did get booed. I'm not at all sure that DeSantis would have been booed if he appeared by tape or by Zoom. DeSantis also announced that more on the war on Disney. We have time for clip 19.
3241 of the Florida statutes provides the legislature with the authority to revoke development agreements in this exact type of instance. And so I've worked with both leaders of the House and Senate. There is a bill that will be put out in the Florida legislature that will make sure that the agreements purported to be entered into by Disney are revoked and the people's will is established and is upheld. And
okay, more on the war on Disney, and again, clearly trying to appeal to social conservatives who might otherwise be drawn to President Trump. I'm not sure that the war on Disney is an example of good governance or particularly brilliant politics. But what is an example of good governance and brilliant politics is holding the line on taxes. We'll be speaking with Grover Norquist coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah. USA News update. Speaking from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange this morning, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Republicans will vote soon on their plan to raise the debt ceiling.
Our legislation accomplishes the same goal by returning the federal government to 2022 levels and then limit the growth of spending over the next 10 years to 1%. Of
McCarthy said there will be no deal on the debt limit that does not include spending cuts. China has been running a secret police station in New York City. The facility was used by the Chinese government to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. Charges have been filed against at least two Chinese suspects. An outbreak of hepatitis A has been linked to frozen strawberries imported from Baja, Mexico. The FDA says the strawberries were sold under a variety of brand names, including Kirkland Signature, Trader Joe's, Simply Nature, Vital Choice, and Made With. John Schaefer, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform, who has been crusading to try to lower the tax burden on the American economy and to give people back more of their own money. He's been crusading for that for 40 years, maybe more. He's president of Americans for Tax Reform. It is tax day tomorrow. That's partially because of the whole schedule involving Easter Sunday. And okay, so it's not April 15th, it's April 18th this year. So the IRS was a bit late in releasing the plan for its $80 billion expansion. Why did that happen, Grover?
Well, that's a good question, because the Secretary of the Treasury, Yellen, said, I want to see it from you in 6 months. She gave them 6 months to write it out. And, of course, I would have thought that if I was going to ask somebody for $80 billion, I might have the plan written down before I asked for the money. But the IRS didn't do that, or if they did it, it was secret. They were 48 days late on what Janet Yellen wanted. And when they turned in their homework 48 days late, they didn't have what she asked for, which was give us 10 years of how you're going to spend $80 billion. We got 2 years, which takes you right up, oh, I don't know, till the next election. So they're willing to tell you what they're going to do up until the election, and you'd know it by then anyway. What they're not willing to do is tell you year three after the next election, or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So they continue to pretend that the administration is unaware of what the plans are and that they haven't decided. In point of fact, we've actually heard from journalists who are friendly with the IRS that they have a year three all laid out. They just didn't want to share it yet.
Okay, this $80 billion, that's supposed to produce more money, take more money from the American people more effectively, and more than pay for itself. What's the story behind those numbers?
Well, they make a series of assumptions, and of course what they really wanted was a score from the federal government that said, if you give them $80 billion, you'll get another $100 or $200 billion in revenue. They have played this game before. This used to be something that politicians did all the time. They'd say, I would like to build a bridge, and please hire 4 more IRS agents, and that'll pay for it. Well, since that never actually panned out, the government used to say you can't do that anymore. You can't make assumptions based on what you're going to spend on IRS agents to how much money you have. They went back to allowing that for purposes of Biden justifying that his massive new spending wouldn't increase the deficit. So they just presume that's the case. Now, the IRS will tell you what they're going to do with this money, and the IRS has been saying they want to dramatically increase the number of audits of small businesses. They want to go after independent contractors. And most recently, within the last couple of weeks, they announced new plans to go after people who make a living on tips, barbers, waiters and waitresses in restaurants. That's generally not billionaire territory. So while Biden says we're only going to go after the billionaires or people make more than $400,000 a year, in point of fact, the IRS is sharpening their razor blades for people who wait tables, people who are independent contractors, Uber drivers, plumbers, you know, your usual billionaires.
Okay, there has been a great deal of discussion recently, and now there are even ads back and forth between DeSantis and Trump concerning the state of Social Security. And, of course, we have all of these problems right now. We have the looming default to the government and the need to raise the debt ceiling. Is it realistic to take the position that both President Trump and President Biden take, that Social Security is just fine, we don't have to worry about it going bust?
No, everybody understands that Social Security and Medicare are, under present law, going to go bust, going to spend much more money than they bring in. And you can do one of two things. You can raise taxes, which is what the Democrats want to do, and evidently what Trump is planning to do, since he thinks reforming the system to cost less is a dirty trick. Every Republican in Congress has voted to try and reform the entitlement programs back a number of years ago, 4 years in a row, the Republican Congress had these discussions and voted these through. We got a bunch of reforms that were one vote away from being passed when Trump was president, and he supported that then. We lost the vote of McCain, so we didn't have it. But yes, entitlements of many forms will either have to be reformed to cost less, or there'll be massive tax increases along the lines of what the Europeans live with.
Okay, and with all of that going on, do you think there's a chance that they might get some meaningful deal along the lines that Speaker McCarthy described today to help protect this country from default and from an economic disaster?
Well, we did it 11, 12 years ago when Obama, who is every bit as left-wing as Biden's advisors, and we got $2.4 trillion in debt ceiling increase, which is what Obama wanted to get him past the next election, which it did for him successfully, and also what Obama got him past the next election. Biden wants to do the same thing. And we got $2.4 trillion in a reduction from their planned spending. Okay, not from what they were spending, but their plans were brought down. And that was a tremendous savings long-term out into eternity when they actually, with the sequester, put a limit on spending and even included defense spending. And they brought down, they bent down the cost curve in spending, and they did it without raising taxes. The world didn't end. We didn't go bankrupt. We didn't, not pay our interest payments. Something along those lines could be easily accomplished, and this is what the Republicans are putting forward. The Democrats' position is you have to do it right now in a clean, clean meaning no amendments. Well, half the time there have been amendments to the debt ceiling increase, so it's not something that's unusual. We've often gone up until the last moment, minutes away. Actually have gone over the last moment once when the Democrats were in charge of everything. So there's no hurry. We are months away from having to finalize things. And yes, there's plenty of reasonable spending restraint that one could do over time to make it worth the Republicans' while to say, okay, we will allow you to raise the debt ceiling because we see some reforms enacted that are real. Not the, I'll give you $2 of spending restraint, pretend for $1 of tax increase that the Democrats did to George Herbert Walker Bush when they just destroyed his presidency by getting him to vote for a tax increase for spending cuts that were never going to happen. Those spending cuts have to be in entitlements or they're not real.
And that is always a challenge. Grover Norquist will post the most recent information from Americans for Tax Reform at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming back, a leading Democrat says, time to raise the minimum wage right now. How will that work with inflation? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we must raise the minimum wage to a living wage, says Bernie Sanders. In the richest country on earth, if you work 40 hours a week, you shouldn't have to live in poverty. Congress can no longer ignore the needs of the working class of this country, says Senator Sanders of Vermont. At a time of massive and growing income and wealth inequality and record-breaking corporate profits, we must stand up for working families, many of whom are struggling every day to provide a minimal standard of living for their families. One way to do that is to raise the federal minimum wage to a living wage. In the year 2023, nobody in the U.S. should be forced to work for starvation wages, etc., etc., etc. The truth of the matter is that the cost of living is different in every state. And the idea of a huge rise in the federal minimum wage, where does the money come from? In other words, there's only one place really where the money comes from, which is that the businesses that you're working for will need to raise their prices. And at a time when Americans are being pulverized by inflation, it's impossible to go to the market. I mean, again, my wife does almost all the marketing in our family, but it's one of those things that it's impossible not to notice now. And there was a little bit of a hope that we might be able to get the soft landing and the inflation might be able to come down without driving us into a recession. But who knows? The idea of a massive minimum wage, of course that leads directly to increased prices. Where else does the money come from? When you look at, it's one of those things, when you actually look at the amazement of any American supermarket and all of the different products that you have and the astonishing variety of stuff that you can buy, and basically how does the market make a living when they make literally on most of those foodstuffs that you're buying pennies per item? The idea that you're now going to have to increase your costs, again, it's just campaign rhetoric, and I don't even know. Bernie Sanders has not yet ruled out his running a third time for president of the United States. After all, Trump is running a third time. Biden is actually running a fourth time for president. So why not Bernie, who's older than all of them? There's a very powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal by Kimberly Strassel today, where she talks about the Dianne Feinstein thing. And the Dianne Feinstein thing is she has shingles, which is a very serious matter when you're 89 years old. When you're 89 years old, kind of everything is a serious matter. I mean, you're up there above the national life expectancy. And right now, the issue that Kimberly Strassel writes about, how the Democrats are discovering the age issue, is they're asking questions about Dianne Feinstein, the senior senator from California, 89 years old, and her inability to serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee and to help these Democrats in the U.S. Senate actually use their majority, because it's only a one-vote majority. They can't use that majority, because even though they now have John Fetterman, who is back from his emotional disturbances, where he said he didn't know the difference or didn't really realize if he was alive or dead. Didn't know whether he wanted to live or die. It was that bad. Okay, now he's back in the Senate, and I'm sure he's far more cheerful and positive. But Dianne Feinstein is not. And the point that Kimberly Strassel makes is that the Democrats, some of them, Ro Khanna, a congressman from California who is already supporting one of the people who's supposed to be succeeding Dianne Feinstein, he's supporting Ro Khanna, Barbara Lee from Oakland. With all of this going on, they are not looking seriously yet at the still unannounced candidate for president named Joe Biden. And Biden said that somehow he has now decided to go forward with a formal announcement of candidacy because of his trip to Ireland. Why? He says because his trip to Ireland showed him what can be done. I'm not sure what he means by that, but then again, that's often the case with the president. Jamal Bowman, who is a member of the squad, New York congressman, former middle school principal, is now talking about a new human right. And you think we're spending too much already? Well, wait till people like Representative Bowman go forward with this particular human right. Listen, clip 18.
We are fighting here today first for housing as a human right. Let me hear you say it. Housing is a human right.
Okay, though this sounds like a zombie rally, do you remember Jesse Jackson's son, the son of Reverend Jackson, who was a congressman, who later went to jail? But he had introduced all of these different amendments to the Constitution that he wanted to push through Congress and then get approved in the states, where it would define housing as a human right, it would define transportation as a human right, it would define food as a human right, that all of these rights would be added to the Constitution. The whole idea that the government is going to provide all of these things, how does the government do that except by taking funds and wealth that people have earned and then going ahead and giving those funds to people who didn't earn them, giving those resources. Meanwhile, there are other issues, too, including the issue of mass shootings. There was a terrible shooting at a birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, over the weekend. And then there was another shooting in Louisville at a park at 9 p.m. on a lovely spring evening. I don't believe they've apprehended the shooter yet. Two people dead there. And then another shooting in Kansas City of a young man who rang the wrong address, startled an 82-year-old a gun owner, and was shot. It looks like he will survive. With all of that going on, Nancy Mace had this to say about the mass shootings as an issue. Listen.
And Republicans can no longer be silent on this issue. And it's not about the Second Amendment. There are plenty of things that we can be doing besides offering prayers in silence. Some sort of Amber Alert, for example, to let the community know there's been a shooting. Strengthening our background checks is something that the vast majority of Americans support. Hardening our schools, churches, and synagogues so that there is deterrence, so that when a shooter, a potential mass shooter, enters a place, that they know that maybe they're not going to make it through because there's bulletproof doors, bulletproof windows. Those kinds of common sense things are all things that every American on either side of the aisle can get behind. But yet, every time there's a mass shooting, and they're increasing every year, every week, we don't say anything. We want to bury our heads in the sand and hope that it goes away. But guess what? It's not going away. And I see it. I'm in a very purple district, even though I'm in South Carolina. It is an issue that continues to be a problem for Republicans. And we've not learned anything from the midterm elections if we're going to sit here on our hands silently, not offering any type of solution to reduce gun violence in our country. And it's not about gun control.
Okay, I think that's a very good example of the way that a Republican, smart Republican like Nancy Mace, could actually address the issue of mass shootings and violence and acknowledge that there are things that you can do without violating the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. What about the idea that Trump is an almost sure winner of the nomination? Could that be a good thing for the Republican Party? Matt Lewis coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.